Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I've seen them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see skies.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And as I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock. So we got about 3 hours left in the show for you to give us a call, and we can help you out with all your gardening questions, do everything we can to make you successful in the yard, as a lot of you are home or have been home more often than we've usually been. So we've done a lot more home gardening, taking care of the yard, etc. So we're noticing a few things a little bit more this season. We can discuss a lot of those things, discuss some of the different products that we can use to maybe help the backyard with some mosquitoes, maybe help the backyard with some different things that are going on, making a more lush lawn, what we can be using for fertilizer, etc. So everything's open to be discussing, so definitely give us a call. I do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
The other week, I think it was, you had a lady on, and she had Adios for weeds.
Yep.
Do you know what their telephone number is?
Yeah. Let me pull them up. It's Natural Alternative.
Okay.
Is the name of the company. So you can call them or you can order online. But their phone number for Natural Alternative is 888-546-5941.
Okay.
I'll repeat the number again for Natural Alternative. It's 888-546-5941. And again, that's Natural Alternative. If you want to go to their website, it's just naturalalternative.com. As always, mention that you heard it on our show, the Paul Parent Garden Club. And a lot of times they'll get you free shipping, and depending upon the product, you can actually get a discount on the product that you're purchasing.
Okay. And I got one more question.
Sure.
I have potatoes, and I wondered, when do you have to start hilling them? Is that after they bloom, or?
So as they're starting, push up growth is when you're starting to put on that extra soil. Adding that soil as you go, so that it will continue to, produce more potatoes as it goes up. So that I'd definitely be doing that at this point if you haven't already, and just building it up as much as possible. They actually, we talked about this early spring, maybe even it was almost still technically winter, about using like tires, right? We had had a whole discussion on the potatoes, and one of our callers, Daryl from Vermont, had made a suggestion of planting potatoes in tires, filling the soil, the first one with soil, letting the plant grow up. As it got to the next level, put another tire on top of it, fill that with soil, and you can do that for like four tires high, because that will actually help produce even more, and you'll have potatoes going all the way up. So that's kind of the idea behind it. So you're never almost, it's never almost like too much soil to add to it. You don't want to cover the entire plant.
Yeah.
But you want to just continue to hill it up. And if you can get it high, you're gonna get more potatoes. If you can't, and you can only do just, you know, one level, you can definitely do that at this point.
Do you have to feed them anything? Do you have to give them anything?
So potatoes, a lot of times, you know, just, just use like a regular all-purpose type fertilizer, like a liquid fertilizer. You could use like a Garden Tone in the soil. That will help it. You're not looking for, you know, a heavy dose of everything. It's more like a, you could use like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, something to help produce the growth on it. Cause you're, you know, with the first number, it doesn't have to always be as high as the rest. The first number helps with the greening up of the leaves, etc. We're not focused on, we don't really need the leaves to be green. Obviously, we want the plant to look lush, but we want it to focus down below in the root system. So usually a middle number to be higher is a better way, because it is it's a root potato, a root vegetable. So we want the roots to develop better. So maybe like a 5-10-5 would also work for you.
And I got one more question.
Sure.
I have a cantaloupe and I have a watermelon. What should I be feeding those?
Okay. So cantaloupe and watermelon. So you'd be using the same type of fertilizer. It wouldn't be, it wouldn't be different for either one of them, because they're both in the same family on how they feed and what they need. You could use like a 10-10-10 fertilizer, but you could also use, to be honest, something that has the second two numbers high as well. So you can almost use like a 5-10-5 the same way that you'd be using for your potatoes.
How about fish fertilizer?
Fish fertilizer would be great.
Harvest?
Yes, perfect to be using. And you can use that on both the potato as well.
Oh, really?
But if you're looking for like a first, like heavier application, maybe like a, you know, the 10-10-10 to get it started. And then from there, every couple weeks using that fish fertilizer. When it starts to blossom, the cantaloupe or the watermelon, that's when you want to feed with something that has a little bit more phosphorus for its root development to help the blossoms to grow bigger and more bountiful blooms. So look for something that has a little bit more in that middle number than the first number, because we're trying to focus on the flower, not versus it being green. That first number, the nitrogen, when it's high like that, it helps green up the plant, et cetera. And you're not looking to do that as much. You're looking to get the blossom bigger. You're looking to get the fruit to be bigger. And it helps develop it when it has that higher middle number and last number.
So what would be in the phosphorus? I mean, what kind of product would you recommend then for, you know?
Well, so so you could use like a 5-10-5. Which is a granular, but the liquid fish fertilizer would be fine to be doing. Neptune's Harvest is great for vegetables. They have a tomato and vegetable one now. It's not just they originally came out, they had three varieties. They had the fish, and then they had the seaweed, and then they had the fish and seaweed. Now they've done a few others, where they've done the tomato and vegetable. So definitely take a look But if you can find something that has a heavier middle number mm-hmm. and the last number when it flowers, that's what you'd want to use.
Okay.
And that would be the same on the potatoes as well.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mary, good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, a lot of us are at home, spending more time at home, and so we want to protect ourselves out in the yard and garden. And mosquitoes, they're going to be out there in full force, if they already aren't already, and I know they are at my house. But mosquitoes, as we know, can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Summit Responsible Solutions. com. Now, we're definitely spending more time at home, so looking out for that standing water and getting rid of it is ideal so that the mosquitoes don't lay their larvae going on and producing more. They'll go crazy in the yard with standing water, so that mosquito dunks is way to go. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the Revolver Spray Gun. And use a Color Storm Sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at graham.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I want to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Phil's in Massachusetts.
Phil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Morning.
Good morning.
I have two questions. My first question is, I have apple trees, and the apples every year end up not looking good. They're really, like, black. And there's some issues with some, like, I don't know what it is, but, like, a black color on some of the branches.
Yep.
What do you suggest I put down? Should I put down something to... like a liquid herbicide or something, and just take all the apples off the tree for a year or two? Or when is it time to call it quits on a tree like that?
Well, so the disease you have is what's called black rot. It's like a canker that will actually... kill the leaves, eventually get rid of it. The one thing that we need for you to do is be getting rid of these leaves at the end of the season as well as during the season, right? If you let the leaves just fall onto the ground and sit over winter, it will overwinter into the soil and come back to the plant. So it's not as just easy as spraying something and then being done with it. So what you're looking to do at this point is anything that is affected that you've already seen, try to get rid of it. Try to take it away from the area. The spray, there is a spray you can use for this, the black rot, to help try and save the plant. So you're not just saying, all right, I'm done, I can't do it anymore. The product you'd be looking for is the fruit tree spray from Bonide. It's a multiple, it's an insect and disease killer, but we're looking to take care of the disease that it's listed. This one, on the back of the package will actually say, it used to actually say you could use it 6 times in one season. It now actually says use it twice in the season. It'll tell you, right on the back when to use it. It'll say, basically it'll say, pre-blossom, then, after blossom, green leaf tip, then leaves, etc. It'll show you the different times to be spraying it. Now, what I would also suggest is, in the fruit tree spray, like I said, used to have, say you could spray up to 6 times a year. But what Bonide actually did is they kind of looked at it and said, yeah, you could spray it 6 times, but since it is listed for insects and diseases, what you really should do is look at it and say what the issue is with your plant. And for you, it's a disease. So we want to spray something that's more disease-based instead of just insects and diseases so it can concentrate on one thing. So you'd be looking from there. You could use like a copper fungicide as your alternate spray during the season every few weeks. Copper fungicide is an organic product to spray on the plants. It'll actually, even on the back of it, tell you when you can spray up until like harvest on it. The major thing that you really need to do is get rid of as much of the black spores as possible, the black rot spores. So that's if you have certain branching that the leaves have started to turn a different color as well, that branch might actually need to be eradicated. The other thing is with apple trees, get rid of any of the sucker growth that's in there and thin the tree out a little bit so that the air can flow through there a little bit more. And if it rains or there's overhead watering of any type, the water will go through and not just sit on leaves and actually help the spores reproduce. It's multiple aspects on this. It's not just a spray. I don't think it's time to give up. I think the past few years you've seen it on in orchards with black rot on apples and leaves. I've seen it personally in some of the pick your own as well. So I think there's time to do it. I'm going up to a break. I want you to hang tight because we can go over it a little bit more, and then I know you had a second question. So we'll be right back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rioting in the streets of southwest Atlanta overnight after the deadly police shooting of a black suspect on Friday night. An Atlanta police official says about 40 arrests have been made. Protesters burned down a Wendy's restaurant and blocked traffic on a busy interstate. Rayshard Brooks was killed by an officer in a parking lot after police say he resisted arrest on a suspected DUI. The officer responsible has been fired. The Atlanta police chief resigned just hours after the incident. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms said
yesterday.
There has been a disconnect with what our expectations are and should be as it relates to interactions with our officers and the communities in which they are entrusted to protect.
The 27-year-old daughter of country singer Hank Williams Jr. has died in an overnight car crash in Tennessee. And this is USA Radio News. The Republican Party is in a bit of a quagmire as it looks to move the convention from North Carolina to Florida this year. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump says he wants a new and updated Republican Party platform after the Republican National Committee voted to carry over the 2016 document. But they might be stuck with the old platform, which is filled with criticisms about the current administration. It was originally written about President Obama because RNC officials determined that the party's business couldn't be carried out either within the original North Carolina convention site or within the original convention city. The party rules require that the old platform has to carry over.
Nearly a dozen Minneapolis police officers are quitting the force in the aftermath of George Floyd's death, saying that morale is low and the officers feel misunderstood. And this is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we're talking with Phil in regards to black rot on an apple tree. Does everything I was saying make sense, Phil?
Yep. Yeah, that makes sense. I have a couple questions on that.
Okay.
I have that bonide product, but it's older. Like, I've had it a couple of years. Do I need to buy new stuff, or is it good as long as it didn't freeze? And my second question about the apples also, this isn't my second question, but it's a follow-up to your question, is I have multiple trees. I have 5 trees. Do I spray all of them?
Yeah.
It's a crossover.
So, yes, I would definitely spray everything as you protect them. Because sometimes it can move on to the next. But I would do the same process. I would thin them out a little bit, get rid of any of the sucker growth at the same time to allow the plant to breathe a little bit. So I would do it on all of them, kind of as a just in case, right? You might not see it, or it might start off slow on one of them, and then it will go into that next level. So definitely something to prevent it. Basically, what we're looking here with all these trees is IPM, the integrated pest management, and figuring out the biggest thing on IPM is figuring out what's going to happen and try to prevent it. And so that's what you'd be doing with the rest of your apple trees. Now, as far as the fruit tree spray, how old would you say it is?
At least 2 years.
Okay.
At the time, I was using the fruit tree spray on a regular basis, and then I wanted to try to go more organic. And then I ended up with a problem last year, and I used the Bayer systemic, and I just took all the apples off. But I had a borer.
Yep.
So that's had some challenges with these trees.
Yeah, so it's, you know, one of the things is, so the product should be all right if it's a couple years old. We always get nervous about it freezing. But the other thing is we also, what I've actually heard from some of the bone-eyed representatives was it doesn't want it to get too hot either, where it's in an area where it stays stagnant and it gets like, you know, can get over 100 degrees, right, just from sitting in one area. So it's worrying about it freezing and getting too hot. So it might be something to look at. The other thing I would look at, too, is if the bottle still says to use it 6 times during the season, it's probably a little bit too old to be spraying. But the thing is so you could use the copper fungicide as a spray, which is organic on there. You could also use, like, Funganil. From which is a synthetic if you're looking to really eradicate it heavily because it's so bad. But I think by getting rid of the branching that has the major aspects of it, getting rid of sucker growth, spraying, getting rid of any leaves that are on there that you can see that have issues, that's going to help control it. But what I'd also like to see you do, and I know it's not going to be the easiest thing because you have 5 trees and they're probably a number of years old, so they're probably a little bit bigger, is feeding these trees. Now, the reason why I say that is, you know, this is one issue that it had, but you also said it had borers. So the plants are probably a little weaker. They're more susceptible to something else to happen. So we want to make them a little bit stronger, right?
I've been using tree tone for that.
Perfect. You know, make sure you're on the tree tone that you did this spring, but do it again in the fall at half the rate.
Okay.
Just kind of make sure you're giving something back because it's more susceptible because it's weaker. So it had the borers. Now it's got black spot. You know, that's why we want to take care of it this way. And I think thinning out the plant, removing some of the dead branches and leaves, and spraying is going to help protect the plant going forward.
Okay.
And I would do this again next year, even if I'm not seeing the black spots. Okay, it's not, you know, I would start off early to help prevent it before, you know, the leaves are completely formed. And that's what that chart on the back of the fruit tree spray is good for. It'll tell you exactly when to start spraying. There's on there, it actually says when it's in full bloom. I hate spraying anything when something's in full bloom, personally. I just don't do it. Especially anything, I mean, you're spraying and the bees are going to be trying to pollinate it. That's the goal of the plant, is to show the flowers so the bees can pollinate so you can get fruit, right? So I'd almost not be spraying at those times. I'd try to spray either after it blossoms or before it blossoms so you can get anything to help protect it that way. Okay?
All right.
Now, I know you said you had another question as well.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem.
I have poison sumac in the yard, and I noticed, you know, I cut this when it was a tree last year. I cut in the area for 2 years, and that part's pretty much gone. But now when I was walking the property, it seems like it's sprouting up all over the place, nowhere near that. And does that underground vine... root to other areas, and what would be the best way to eradicate it? Do I need to get some type of broadleaf spray herbicide, or, I mean, what should I kill this with?
So,
because I don't want to get that urushiol all over me either.
I completely get it. You know, it's not the easiest thing to do because it does have that underground root system that will shoot out. When it comes to, like, a poison ivy, poison sumac, or like a poison oak, or when it comes to like a bamboo, I kind of almost put them all together because of how they go, and nobody likes them. So the bamboo at the same time, there are some bamboos that are nice, but you know what I mean.
Invasive.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's one of those things where you can't just, you know, cut it down and spray once. It's multiple times going back after it because you don't always, when you spray, it doesn't always kill everything. So, you know, you could be looking at using one of the heavier, total vegetation type killers. But at the same time, you know, where is it? What else is it going to affect? How close to the
grass?
Yeah, and how close to the apple trees is it, et cetera, right? So there is an organic spray that will kill weeds like that. It's called Adios from Natural Alternative. Spray is one that you would actually have to do multiple times because it is organic. Anytime you look at an organic spray that's killing something, you're going to need to use it multiple times. It's not just a one-and-done type thing because mm-hmm. what it does is a lot of these, they have to hit foliage. They have to sit on the foliage. What it does, the sun will then beat down on it, and it will eat out the outer layer of the leaf. So it will get into the, you know, meat of the leaf, if you will, for the sun to really dehydrate it and kill it that way. So that will do the initial kill, and then, but you need to get it even further down so you can spray it again. What I like to do on, you know, and it's not that easy when it comes to like a poison sumac because you don't really want to touch it. You don't want to get the spores into the air, etc. But painting the stem with a weed killer, knowing that I'd be painting it and not spraying it into the air and it would just be on the stem of something, that's when I would go to like a glossophate, like a cleanup product from Bonide, because I'm going right to the source.
How do you spell that?
So you'd be looking, the glossophate is the active ingredient that's in Roundup.
Oh, okay.
Again, I'm not a huge supporter of it, but it does have, when it's done correctly, can be used. Again, I don't like to spray it into the air because of the way it goes, you know, the spraying everywhere. Where I would use it would be like a paintbrush aspect, buying the concentrate, getting a paintbrush, cutting the stem down, and then painting the top of the stem itself so that the root system absorbs it. Again, it's really going to be up to you on how you, you know, what you want to use. Again, you have, you know, edibles there. Is it the best thing to do? Probably not. That's why the Adios would be one to use as well. And I would actually paint that the same way.
So you would spray the Adios on the leaves.
Yep.
And then
do the cut.
Cut it down.
Yep.
And wait till it kind of kills the leaves. Cut it. And then paint it with a brush, the Adios, and that stuff's organic?
Yep. So Adios is organic, so I'd cut it and then paint the stem of the...
All right.
Okay, and it's not going to be...
Yeah, I'm going to try that.
And it might take a few times. Just realize that because even with... I will tell you this. Even with using a heavy dose of like the glossophate or like a Roundup, it can still come back.
It's just how it goes.
So, you know, just, you know, using an organic product is, you know, awesome to do, but you have to use it a little bit more often. But it's the same thing when it comes to the synthetic. So I'd rather use something organic multiple times than have to use the synthetic multiple times to get rid of it. So just, you're in for a little bit of work when it comes to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the end, it'll be worth it.
But they carry that year round. I bought stuff from Natural Alternatives a while ago when your dad suggested it.
Yep, no, they carry Adios all year round now.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, and again, if you go online, use our code, the PPGC code, if you purchase online, or if you call, just let them know that you heard it on the show here. They will give you a little bit of a discount off of that. And the Adios comes in multiple sizes. They have the 36-ounce spray bottle. Then they got a ready-to-use gallon container. And they even have, like, a granular form of it, a bag that you can mix up. Does about 7,000 square feet. So there's, there's multiple options for it.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
That's great. Great information. Last comment.
Sure.
Do you mind if I I noticed you give out your email sometimes. Do you mind if I shoot you a picture of Prunus spinosus that had some disease on it? I cut it all off, but I'm kind of curious what the disease is.
Yeah, that would be no problem.
Thanks.
You need my email address, or?
Yeah, that would be good. I have it somewhere, but it's probably easier if I just take it down.
Yeah, so the email address is paul p gardenclub@gmail.com. And I do, awesome. I've been a little bit behind with some of the email, just doing a full-time job plus this. My full-time job is almost 6 days a week, is almost 7 days a week, excuse me. So,
yeah.
Emails, I'm a little bit behind. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm really doing a great job. It's big shoes to fill.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right, Phil. Well, hopefully that all helps out, and keep us posted on how everything goes. I'd like to hear how everything works out for people with the process right. that they put down.
All right. Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, Phil. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. So we're about to take a break here in a minute, so I'm not going to go into another call. I know I have a few on there. I will get to you soon right after the break to answer your gardening questions. But everybody else, you can call us. It's at 855-660-4261. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern to answer all those gardening questions. So stay tuned to us. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mark's in New Hampshire.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, fine, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning.
I got actually a couple of questions, possibly. One is about my green beans. They're a pole bean, and I had them planted, and they were coming up real good. They grew about 4 to 6 inches high, maybe. Nice, leafy, looked real good. And I had a woodchuck come in, and he ate the all the leaves off of the sprout there. I took care of the woodchuck, but the beans seem to be coming back. Will they come back okay?
Yeah, just it's almost like it's a pruning job, that just one that you didn't ask for. What happens is that it might just take a little bit of time before it will actually completely reproduce the way you were, you know, expecting it to. So just the production might be a little late this season from it. So just that's something to think about. They should come back, but you know, the woodchuck's kind of doing what he wants to do. He's showing you that thanks for the food, but as you said, it's already been taken care of, so not to worry. But again, I think it should come back.
Oh, Okay. My other question is about my tomato plants. I got a 4 Sweet 100 and 4 Better Boys. The okay. Sweet 100 seem to be doing fine. But my 4 Better Boys, they just look droopy for some reason. And, you know, I do, you know, they both get the same amount of water. And just wondering if, you know, there's something else I should do for them.
When you say drooping, is the whole plant itself is drooping?
Yeah.
Have you fertilized anything on these at all recently or in the past couple of weeks?
It's I've talked to you about this before. It's a submersed. I planted them in a culvert that I buried in the ground, put in good loam, and when I put those in this year, I took the first 2-3 inches of loam out, put brand new lobster compost in there.
Perfect.
And then I put the, and I sprinkled a little bit of the tomato tongue on there too.
So what I'd like to see you add to your regimen right now is to fertilize maybe with like a liquid fertilizer. I like to use the Neptune's Harvest, which is that fish and seaweed, or they even have a tomato and vegetable liquid fertilizer. It really helps boost your vegetables, and that could be something it's looking for a little bit. It's kind of taken a lot from the soil. It's just looking for a little bit more. So I think that would be part of it. The other thing that I'd suggest with the tomato plants that you have is thinning out some of the leaves on the lower part and in the center to allow some airflow to go through. That will also help liven up the plant a little bit. If it's very bushy, water sits in there, sometimes creates like that mold in the center of it. But the airflow actually will help produce stronger leaves and stronger branching. So I definitely hit it with like a Neptune's Harvest fish fertilizer. Again, you could use the fish and seaweed or the tomato and veg. And then clean it up a little bit. Thin out some of the leaves on the lower part of it.
Yeah, okay. Because I was out there earlier this morning and noticed that, geez, the Sweet 100s look pretty good. And that boy seemed to be drooping. I didn't know if because it was a bigger plant or something.
It could have a little bit to do with it, and maybe it's just maybe it just needs water a little bit more based on the size of it. But that would be something possible. But I think the fertilization is definitely going to help you.
Okay, very good. Thank you much.
All right, Mark, you have a great one.
Okay, take care now.
Bye bye. All right, our phone number, 855-660-4261. We're going to take another break here. We'll move on to the 8 o'clock hour. So stay tuned. We'll be back to help you out. Be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.